Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary number 788. As I was conversing with the hidden God, he gave me to see and understand that I should not be reflecting so much and building up fear of the difficulties which I might encounter. Know that I am with you. I bring about the difficulties, and I overcome them. In one instant, I can change a hostile disposition to one which is favorable to this cause. The Lord explained many things to me in today's dialogue, although I am not putting everything in writing. Always and in all circumstances, yield the first place to others, especially during recreation. Listen quietly, without interrupting, even if someone tells me the same thing 10 times. I will never ask questions about something that interests me very much. Resolution. Still the same, namely, to unite myself with the merciful Christ. General resolution. Interior calm, silence. Hide me, Jesus, in the depths of your mercy, and then let my neighbor judge me as he pleases. I must never speak of my own experiences. In suffering, I must seek relief in prayer. In doubts, even the smallest, I must seek only the advice of my confessor. I must always have a heart which is open to receive the sufferings of others and drown my own sufferings in the divine heart, so that they would not be noticed on the outside in so far as possible. I must always strive for equanimity, no matter how stormy the circumstances might be. I must not allow anything to disturb my interior calm and silence. Nothing can compare with peace of soul. When I am wrongfully accused of something, I will not explain myself. If the superior wants to know the truth, whether I was in the right or not, let her find out from others rather than from me. My concern is to accept everything with a humble inner disposition. I will spend this Advent in accordance with the directions of the Mother of God, in meekness and humility. I am reliving these moments with Our Lady. With great longing, I am waiting for the Lord's coming. Great are my desires. I desire that all humankind come to know the Lord. I would like to prepare all nations for the coming of the Word incarnate. O Jesus, make the fount of your mercy gush forth more abundantly, for humankind is seriously ill, and thus has more need than ever of your compassion. You are a bottomless sea of mercy for us sinners, and the greater the misery, the more right we have to your mercy. You are a fount which makes all creatures happy by your infinite mercy. Today, December 9th, 1936, I am leaving for Pradnik, just outside Krakow, to undergo treatment. I am to stay there for 3 months. I am being sent there through the great solicitude of my superiors, especially that of our dear Mother General, Michael, who is so solicitous for the sisters who are ill. I have accepted the favor of this treatment, but I am fully resigned to the will of God. Let God do with me as he pleases. I desire nothing but the fulfillment of his holy will. I am uniting myself with the Mother of God, and I am leaving Nazareth and going to Bethlehem. I will spend Christmas there among strangers, yet with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, because such is the will of God. I am striving to do the will of God in all things. I do not desire a return to health more than death. I entrust myself completely to his infinite mercy, and as a little child, I am living in the greatest peace. I am trying only to make my love for him deeper and purer, to be a delight, to his divine glance. Saint Faustina writes here that God told her to not reflect too much and to build up fear of the difficulties that she might encounter. This is excellent advice for all of us. Some call this catastrophizing, or worrying about things which might never happen. My mother was fond of saying, "Let it unfold," meaning let God's plan unfold in His time. We deal with the problems in the present moment when they occur. Saint Faustina, on her one-day monthly retreat, then makes several resolutions on how to live out that month. She is very ascetical, and she is willing to even have a bad reputation in front of the superiors if it means dying to self. The retreat took place on December 1st, so it was at the beginning of Advent, and she wants to work with Our Lady to prepare her heart for Christmas. But then on December 9th, her plans change. She will be going to a facility outside of Krakow for 3 months to get treatment for her tuberculosis of the lungs. It is a Catholic facility. The nurses there are religious sisters, and there is a chapel, so she will be able to attend Mass when her health permits it, but she will be away from her community for some time. Saint Faustina is very grateful to her superiors for seeking to get her good health care, but being away from her community and on her own will be a challenge. Saint Faustina surrenders herself to God's will like a little child.